Hello, and thank you for calling Cabinet Hub Direct. Sourcing quality cabinets with the buying power to secure unbeatable pricing for contractors of all sizes. One of our representatives will be with you shortly. All of our agents are currently assisting other callers. Please hold and we'll be right with you.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, Adam. How are you? Hey, this is Jose, Adam. Are you busy, Adam?
No, I'm available.
Okay. All right, Adam. So I just got off the phone with my design team, and they're working on that wine rack. They did ask me a question, though, if you want two wine racks combined, or would you want, you know, if turn it horizontally, we'll make it a 30-inch. What do you think about that?
I didn't even think about that. It's 30 inches. It's 30 inches.
It's 30 inches tall, and it's 15 inches wide. If you turn it horizontal, it'll be 30 inches wide and 15 inches tall. The only thing is that you would have to modify the cabinets a little bit if you turn it horizontal. But I mean, I don't see how they're coming with that conclusion if it'd still be 30 inches.
Well, if it's 30 inches and I got a 42-inch next to it, that only leaves me 12 inches underneath it. That only leaves me 12 inches at the bottom because I got 42-inch. I got 42-inch cabinet, so that leaves me 12 at the bottom. We're going from the ceiling.
And that's the thing. So it would take away more. You would have more free space at the bottom. But depending on how high you're going to replace it.
Well, I'm going to I would have to place it at the same level as my 42s. So 30 by 15, 30 wide and 15. So it's 30 inches. Right now it's 30 inches tall. And 15 inches wide.
Correct.
Oh yeah, Then
if you turn it sideways, it would be 30 inches wide, and then 15 inches tall.
Yeah, that's all
and
I have 12 to
inches
do.
Deep.
Yeah, that's all I have to do. I didn't even think about that. Yeah, that's
okay,
it.
Perfect. So you'll just do that instead, if that's okay with you. And you, once again, just to recap, you're paying this separately from the vanities, right? Including the white shakers, right?
Yeah, I'm paying for that kitchen. I'm paying for it completely by itself. And then I'm going to pay for the vanity, the three vanities that are all 63 inches, white vanities. I'm going to pay for those separate from the one black vanity. So, because I'll need my vanities way sooner than I'll need that kitchen. I won't need that kitchen probably until... I probably won't need that kitchen till June.
Okay, perfect.
Because we still have to demo. We still have to demo floors. We have to demo the walls. We have to go back to drywall. Yeah, mm-hmm. Paint. Yeah, it's a complete floor to ceiling.
Yeah, you're gutting the whole place.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but I do want to get them around the time that I'm starting so I can have them staged so I'm not waiting on them. So I'll probably make that order, I would say mid-May. I'll make that order. That way
that's
I can
fine.
Get it by the end of May when I'm starting on that demo.
Okay. So right now, as of right now, then you just want to focus on the vanities a little more then, right?
Yeah, I need those vanities.
Because I told you the vanities, the black vanity, like I said, usually about 10 days, but the only thing that will keep it longer will be this Easter holiday, and that's it.
That's fine. I'm not worried about it. I have time for that, the black one also, because I still have demo, reconstruct the shower and bath, plumbing, and then I have to go back in and tile the whole thing before I put that vanity in.
Man, you do everything, huh? That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
You do the whole deal.
Yep.
Yeah. So. Okay. So were you able to send me those vanities right away, or because I can get that?
Yeah, I just got it. I just got it. The numbers off the plan. So I was about to email you when you called me, actually.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. So we'll, if you're, my team is working on your design right now, but your vanities, if you only have the measurements and the SKUs and you don't want the rendering, I can get that quote for you.
Yeah, I don't need rendering.
4 o'clock.
Absolutely. I just need the pricing.
So I can get that to you right away, and you said if you're ready to pay for it right away as well, as soon as you get your quote, I can send you the credit.
If I don't pay for it by the end of this week, it'll be the beginning of next week because I need to get a check from the client, which I'll probably have this weekend.
I understand. Okay. Yeah. Well, then just send me the.
Your kitchen stuff go? Do you pay everything up front or is there a deposit and you pay the rest when they arrive?
You have to pay it up front. It would be paid up front. Once again, depending on if you wanted RTA delivered, RTA assembled, or if you want it delivered or you want to pick it up, that's what's going to make the difference in pricing, but it has to be paid up front.
That's fine. Were you able to tell me if that quote had delivery in it?
The shipping was not included.
Okay.
Because we need your approval first before nothing gets done without your approval. Until you say, hey, Jose, I'm set. I think I'm ready to move on. We're going to go ahead and charge. And then that's when we charge it. But other than that, we won't do any moves without your permission.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. Thank you.
So that's why we did not include the shipping. But as the shipping prices, it goes 0 to 20 miles, it's $75. 20 to 40 miles is $100. 40 to 60 is $125. So it goes by $25.
Per
20 miles.
Well, then I'll probably just have it shipped directly to the client's house in Orlando because they probably live another 20 miles from me. So if it's only going to be another $25 to get it directly to the house, I'll just have it directly shipped to the house. It's too many cabinets.
$25. Okay. It's $75 the first 20 miles, and after that is $25 for every 20 miles.
Every 20 miles. Okay. So, yeah, I'll have it directly shipped. About $125, $150 to have this thing directly to the house built.
Yeah, absolutely.
$42, so probably about $4,400 total for that whole kitchen. Okay.
Well, you'll see it. We'll send you one right to the penny. Just like I said, I'm just waiting for your for those vanities. And if you can send it to me, the faster you send it to me, the faster I can get it to you. Just if it goes after, let's say 3:30, then I won't be able to get it to you till tomorrow.
Okay. And that is, hold on 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
What exactly are you looking for, Adam?
No, I found it. So okay. What do you need me to send in the email? You just need the dimensions? It's a 63 by...
if you can draw it with a pencil, it doesn't matter. Just send the vanity of the dimension, or if you have the SKUs, which the SKU is the number that you send, you know, like the W2032, or even if you have a picture of it, but it has to have the measurements. Exactly what measurements?
I don't know what your SKU is for a vanity. I know a wall is a W, and I know a base. So would it be a base 63?
It would be a V.
Okay.
For vanity. But if you don't have the SKU, that's fine. Just send the measurements, the height, the width, and even the depth. We can even modify depths as well.
Is our 12. Yeah, it's just gonna be standard depth, standard depth is, what is your standard depth? 24 inches?
24, yes.
Okay, and then the width is gonna be 63, the depth is gonna be, and then what's your standard height for a vanity?
Give me 1 second here, because we do offer custom ones and several heights. So let me go here real quick.
This is gonna be a standard height vanity, which I think is like pretty much the same as a cabinet.
Our standard height vanities, so this is our exact measurements. Our standard height vanities are at 34 and a half
yeah.
inches
height.
Yeah, 21 inches. We do 21 inch depths. I'm sorry, it's already 24. These are 21. And the width, we can do 12, 15, or 18.
12, 15, or 18 width. What do you mean by width?
Width, like the width of the vanity.
The width
so
would
you
be
have
63.
The width of the vanity would be 63?
Correct.
Hold on, I'm looking at the wrong one.
The width would be 63. The depth would be 20, 21 or 24 or whatever your standard depth is. And then the height would be the 34, the standard height for a cabinet.
Right. Okay. So the ones we have, we can definitely do the 63. It would just be a custom order, which the ones we have standard available now would be a depth 21. We have a width of 21, 24, 27, 30, 36. Those are the standard ones we have available. If you want a 63, we can definitely make it happen as well.
Yeah, because it's a double sink vanity.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then the height, once again, 34 and a half inches.
But
the ones we have available, mm-hmm. The ones we have available in stock, once again, will be 20, 21, 24, 27, 30, 36.
But you said your standard depth is 21.
21, correct.
Do you have any other depth?
We can modify, absolutely.
Okay, so it's going to be 63 width, it's going to be 21 depth, and it's going to be 34 height. 34 and a half height. And then my stone takes it up to 36, 34 and a half height. So you just need me to send you that 63W21D 34
yep.
34
and a half
height times 2?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the height, width, and depth. Send that to me, and that's all I need from you.
Okay, we'll do.
Okay. Well, all right, Adam. I'll just be expecting that from you, and so I can send it right away to my team.
Okay. I'm sending it over now.
All right. Thank you, Adam. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Hi.